98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Friday's Big Breakfast Bite Size. We made it this far. Now we can just relax for the entire bank holiday weekend.
Coppers is closing.
I know.
Why? Hang on. Sorry. Okay, have I got this right that Coppers is closing?
No, they're selling it. So, but it all depends on whoever buys it. You could have a guy going, do you know what? It's a prime location. It's Harcourt Street.
An institution.
I'm going to knock it and build a luxury hotel.
No.
Or
it's
offices.
Printing money. Just leave it as is. All the tourists, all the cultures, everybody loves it. Leave it there. It's not doing anything wrong, surely. It's not in receivership.
Like, who's one of the biggest property owners in Dublin at the moment? Google.
Oh.
They could buy it. They could have a little party palace just for all the Googlers.
But it's the name. Copperface Jacks. Look at the musical. Sold out.
Yeah. You know,
every night it's packed out. I remember the first time going there and I did not know it was over 21s. Even if it isn't, that's what they told me. So I was like 20 at the time and I was delighted with it. So when he says, how old are you? I presumed he meant, are you older than 18? I was like, man, passport up, 20. He's like, it's over 21s, good luck, pal. I remember one time getting attacked there, right? And now, I didn't necessarily get attacked.
Women, left, right and centre, coming at me.
There was a guy with no top on. And he was a bit of a bigger dude, and I literally was turning to someone to say, "Look at the big guy with no top on."
Yeah.
And he was like, he was standing there. He's like, he's looking really aloof. He was nowhere near me that I thought anyway. So I turned around, and by the time I got look at that guy, I felt like something running at me. I turned around, and he grabbed my throat, and I was like, "Let me go." And he didn't say anything. He just stared at me with these really weird drunk eyes. And I was like, let me go. And I raised up my weapon, my right fist. And I said, let me go.
Did you wave it at him?
Fist. And I knocked him out.
Oh, what?
Yeah, knocked him out. And the bouncers came over to me and they went mad at me. They said, you can't do that. I said, he was assaulting me. They said, all right, it's fine. Go on, look.
So have a drink.
He was okay, though. Don't worry. He just he fell down. But it was a really weird moment. That was one of my weirdest moments from Coppers.
I DJed a long, long time ago in Copperface Jacks. And I was like, never again.
That's weird.
I can't deal with all that cheese for 20 hours in a row.
Oh, you don't play cheese, I forgot about that.
Well, it depends on the gig.
Did Jeremy Dixon ever play there?
Yeah, Jeremy was there for quite a while. Adrian was there for a few years as well. My friend Sean has been there like since day one.
DJ Sean?
But like, he's been there from day one. And he was like imagine five nights a week of playing that. 2 a.m, 5 mega mix.
Did he lose a bet, or is he in court over something? That was his sentence.
No, he's happy out. I don't know how happy he is now, or the rest of the staff are. Like, I wish them all well.
Some people love that place, like, as in worship that place.
Dublin football team.
I think it'd be fine. I think they've got to keep it open. There's no reason to close it. It's not like Wright's or that other place. What was the other place that just closed down?
Oh, Leopardstown Club 92.
No. The red.
Lilies.
Lilies. Yeah. Lilies. No one's really going to Lilies. So they closed down. Everyone's going to Coppers. Why would you close it down? It doesn't make any sense.
But
it's like cancelling a breakfast show that has really good numbers.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the people who own it want a break. It's like they've made their money.
Oh, okay.
Let's retire.
Okay, well, yeah. Pass it on then. Pass the book. So that was basically the whole show. That's all we talked about. Coppers. Have a great Friday. It's Paddy's Day. All that stuff. I am on air tomorrow on a bus. My first time on the bus. I've never even seen
the
bus.
Where are you going to be?
Dundrum.
Well done.
I'm going to bring my daughter on. We're going to do the Edie and Daddy show. It should be fun. And then go have maybe pizza or something. What's nice there in Dundrum?
You got Five Guys, you got McDonald's. You've got, is there a Milano? There's a pizza place. There's a lovely Thai place there as well.
We might do Thai. Depends on what time. Cool. All right. I suppose see you next Tuesday.
Get it. Subscribe.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Jax Jones playing 98 FM. It's 6:13 on the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
You got a cup of tea there now. So, I have a bit of an ongoing issue.
Yeah?
You probably won't characterise it as an issue.
Okay.
You'll probably say, Luke, that's perfectly normal. What are you even worrying about? But as you know, using the medium of radio, it's good to get these things out. So you inform yourself. I ask the question, Dublin pays attention, and we all benefit from everybody. It's a nice little thing we have going on.
Yeah.
Good morning, by the way, to everybody. So, I don't know if you remember last week, I went up to that hotel in Wicklow and it was like vegan dishes and vegan vegetable-y stuff.
This is where you had the cauliflower chicken wings without chicken.
What's it called again? Essentially that, yeah, but it's called something. A cauliflower wings, that's what it's called.
Cool.
It's like a... it's not really like chicken. There's no chicken there. The only similarities between the cauliflower chicken and buffalo wings is...
It's
actually, yeah, probably the sauce. That's this, yeah. So, did that, right? And I was like, right, yeah, that was fine. Had a steak, right? But don't tell them. Because you know me. And so, that was on like Sunday or something. And Monday, I had like a vegetable stir fry. And Tuesday, I had like a vegetable sandwich thing. And then last night, I had bleeding passata, vegetable passata, right? Mm-hmm. Which is just tomato sauce. But I put a lot of stuff into it, and I don't want to get into detail. I don't think this is a cookery show, but the main thing that you need to understand is that I've had a truckload of vegetable dishes, and I don't know what's happening to myself.
Are you happy about it?
That's the weird thing. Yeah. So I'm not, like, I'm not mad hungry. As you know, I'm using that little app thing to count my calories and everything,
yeah.
And I'm well under, so, and there's no big chunks of meat, and I don't feel weak. Like, do you remember that last time I did it for a month, and I felt horrible?
Yeah.
This is not happening this time, so I'm concerned. What's going on? What's happening? Come on, Dr. Coop.
Nothing. Huh? You're grand. You can eat as much vegetables as you like.
Ah, calm down.
It's all good. Keep you regular. Keep you regular.
Keep you regular.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your insides going and flowing.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, you went there.
Well, you know.
Okay.
If you just stuff a steak inside without your veg, you'll find it difficult in a few hours.
Oh, God, I love just that, saying. Though. I do love my just steak by itself.
Yeah, but... Dude, the thing I can't get around is, actually, do you know what? With you, it's fine, because, you know, I'd expect it from you, but you got invited to a vegetarian thing and you ordered steak.
Mm, the most expensive thing on the menu. They shouldn't have had it there if you didn't want to cook it. Okay, well, check back in a month and see if I'm still happy. I probably will be. That's mad. 98 FM's.
To hold my girl. George Ezra, hold my girl on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 6:38.
One of our girls, producer Suze, so here she is.
Suze!
Hang on. Last note guessing game.
There's a note here.
Suze!
Dear lads, not in today.
What?
Gone for the weekend. See yous later, biatches.
She's joking. She's messing. She's
Suze, yeah, come on. We can't do this. Game without you.
Please turn over. Oh, the week that was quiz is on this sheet here.
Oh, you're doing it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, Kate. All right, if you want to take Luke on in this, there's five questions, and it's stories that hit the news this week. Most of them we found on 98fm.com, apparently. And you can text your answers to 0877 98 98 98. And Luke, what prize will you give them if they get all five?
We'll treat you to a weekend or a weekday, whichever you'd like, to go see a movie at the IMC Cinema. So you get them all in, and then we'll come back to this in, like, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, and if you get them right, you win the movie passes.
Cool. Question one.
Oh, do your quiz thing. Go and be all quizzy. Quiz-like.
Oh, I'll shuffle my sheets.
No, your voice. Ready? One, two.
Ladies and gentlemen, people from all around the world, please gather yourselves. It's the Week That Was quiz.
Okay. That was good. That was good.
Question one. What iconic Dublin nightclub has just been put up for sale?
Oh, flipping. Yeah.
Yeah. Question two. Why are shopping centre fun trains, you know those trains that go around shopping centres, why are they in the news this week?
All right. Dangerous yokes, is it there?
Close. Number three, it's an easy one. Who are Ireland playing in the Six Nations tomorrow? Ah, Luke.
I honestly haven't a breeze. We just played Scotland, France, England. One of Europe. Europe got together and made all right. Okay, I'll go with that. So,
question four.
I don't do sports.
You're going to love this one. I think you're going to get this one though.
Right.
What footballer won FAI Young Player of the Year?
Like,
do you remember your man? And everyone's like, you didn't even play for Ireland.
Yeah, I remember the story, all right. But I don't know specifics.
Think of a singer.
Dual nationality guy.
Yeah,
that's a flipping
Mr. Passport.
Right.
And question five: what has been suggested to keep dog poo off the streets of Dublin to deter you to start picking it up?
Is this? Yeah, that was like early Monday, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is ridiculous.
There you go.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Okay, it's difficult. Not gonna lie to you, they are not easy. But if you get all five questions right, you'll come on the radio and be amazing, and also you win IMC Movie Passes.
We got an amazing, big, massive tune from Rihanna next on The Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Rihanna Ponda Replay. It's 98FM at 6:47. Good morning.
Really looking forward to her collaboration with Childish Gambino. They shot a little movie together.
Oh, nice.
In Barbados. And I think they're doing it.
Making sweet music together.
There'd be some pretty babies.
We gave you five questions for the week that was quiz. Ian should be there on the phone. Good morning, Ian.
Wow, that's a first. Do you communicate via dial tones?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Ian uses Morse code.
How are you, Ian?
Yeah, all right.
Grant. Yeah.
Okay, Ian's representing all of Clondalkin this morning, so no pressure, Ian. All right, Luke and Ian, what iconic Dublin nightclub has been put up for sale? That was question one in the week that was quiz.
What do you think, Ian?
Copperface Jacks.
What? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, what did you put down?
The right venue.
No, that's been done a while ago, yeah.
Sugar. That. Wow.
Really, are they selling Copperface Jacks?
40 million. Got the hotel thrown in as well. They do a mean carvery.
I did not realise that. Fair play to Ian, you got a point.
Full story, 98FM.com. Yeah. Why are shopping centres trains in the news this week?
They say because they're speeding.
What are you saying, Ian?
Insurance, can't get insurance.
Yeah, because of Brexit, they can't get insurance.
No, that's you're joking.
No, deadly serious. 2 points for Ian.
Flip.
Nothing for Luke.
Well done, Ian.
Question three, who are Ireland playing in the Six Nations tomorrow?
Wales. Go on, you go first, Ian.
Wales
is right. Luke?
America. I got half a point.
No. I might give you half a point for making me low. Question four. What footballer won FAI Young Player of the Year?
Now, I'll go first, Ian, right? So, yeah. Do you know in Pokemon, there's a Pokemon called Ditto that can transform into any Pokemon?
Yeah.
I said that.
Okay, Ditto.
No. Ian, who is it?
Declan Rice.
It is Declan Rice.
My God, Ian's got 4 out of 5. So if he gets one more right, he wins the IMC Movie Passes.
Yeah, you've got 0. You're doing well, Luke.
Thanks.
This is a record.
Thanks.
Question 5. What has been suggested to keep dog poo off the streets of Dublin?
What do you think, Ian?
Collecting dog DNA.
And I have written down
of our poop
DNA. Can we both get a point?
You're both right. There you go. 5-1. Congratulations, Ian. We give you IMC Movie
Thanks
Passes.
Very much.
There you go. Oh, right. Fix that phone, please. Go on. Thank you for listening. See you. Bye-bye. Go back to bed.
It's his own sensor system. He just said something provocative there and it went beep. It's Codaline, brother. It's 10 to 7 on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Thanks to this one drink on 98FM. It's 7:08. Good morning.
Oh, I go out on a limb here now and say the best Irish comedy we've ever made.
Possibly agree with you there, yeah?
TV series, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Fair City's not there.
Hilarious.
It was also a perfect time because, you know, obviously the Catholic Church and everything. It was a real, real, real tongue-in-cheek at the time of a kind of a middle finger to the church.
Weren't on their side.
And one of the, like, I mean, there's so many comedians now that we are so familiar with, like Tommy Tiernan, Jason Byrne, they were all on.
Graham Norton.
What's his name? Frosty. Your man who we had on, anyway. There are loads of them.
Father Damo,
thank you. There's so many. But one of the most prominent ones, one of the ones that sticks out in your brain, has to be Pat Mustard. Now, I realise this is the kid show, so I can't play a lot of the stuff that he said. But sure, let's try it anyway, shall we? Let's give it a go. Here's one of his famous lines, because he's unfortunately passed away. He was an incredible talent. He was also in The Snapper, which I have a clip from as well. But here's him in Father Ted.
I was looking for Mrs. Doyle.
It is Mrs. Doyle.
What? I thought you were Marilyn Monroe.
This is so bad, isn't it?
Couple of nice pints. for you.
Oh, great. We're a bit low, actually.
And then she goes and puts about 50 of them in the fridge.
Unfortunately, he did pass away. Pat Laffin was his name. But he was also in... You actually told me about this. I didn't realise that he was also in another Irish comedy.
Yeah, he was. I have a list that he was in, man.
Do you?
Yeah, so he was the barman on My Left Foot. He was in War of the Buttons. He's been in EastEnders. He was in the movie The Queen. He was in War Horse. He was in Moon Boy as Father Roach. And unfortunately, the last movie, or the last thing that he filmed, which hasn't come out yet, it's in post-production, it's ironic as well, it's called Laid to Rest.
Ah,
yeah, I know, it's really sad.
Many people may not know this, but he was also in The Snapper.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Borges.
Georgie Borges.
Have a listen.
Hey, Borges! Borges! You know what I'd like to do with these, don't you, Borges? Huh? Snip, snip.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Dua Lipa, new rules on 98FM. The time is 7:47.
Okay, so there's a trend after emerging, right? We literally just asked you, what are you doing for Monday? Yeah, because it's a long weekend. Everybody's gone on their holly ears and their holly bops on the holidays, which is mad. Here's Darren.
Well, lads, yeah. On my bank holiday Monday, I'm going to be getting myself sorted by heading to Tenerife on Tuesday. So, yup.
You lucky dog, you.
God damn it. That was one, right? Then there was two more. One's going to Amsterdam, one's going to Prague. And then Olivia says, hi guys, on Monday I'm going to pack my suitcase and go into Lanzarote for the following week.
Sorry, did we miss something here? Is this what everyone's doing, taking advantage of the bank holiday? The long weekend, you'll only have to take 4 days holidays. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people are sick, like Traffic Jam Joe was very sick.
It's typical that my wife had the flu all week and I got away with it. I did the day that she's gone back to work. And it's the Friday before the bank holiday weekend, and I get it. Hooray!
It always happens. That's Murphy's Law? Isn't that what that's called?
Yeah, Murphy's Law.
Sue is here. She says, I might go to the beach with a picnic and sunbathe. And I was like, hang on, what?
Where is she?
It's 10 minutes. Cyprus.
Hope it rains. Karina says, they're doing the St. Patrick's Festival 5K road race.
What's that?
It's a run 5K.
Road race?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Festival road race.
It's punishment. Jesus, fair play. Jesus, all right. 0877 98 98 98. Keep them coming. I want to come back to them. Poor Traffic Jam Joe, though.
Hooray.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Lizzo, Juice on 98FM. It's just gone 10 to 8 on the Big Breakfast.
It's a top celeb.
So, I don't know what memo I missed, but everybody in Dublin has booked holidays and I'm awfully jealous. So I thought instead of just keeping this within me, that I'd say it out on the radio to you. Hi lads, I'm heading to Portugal with the family, says Dave. Yeah, he says. Rebecca says, holiday all the way lads, I'm heading to London baby.
It won't be sunny in London.
No, it won't be miserable and cold. I think it's going to snow.
Good news then, speaking of that, in Cyprus it's actually raining at the moment. So that girl who texted saying she's gone to the beach.
Oh, I'm so sorry, did I jinx that on her?
A little bit.
John says, we're going to jump zone with all the kids and their cousins, send help.
Jump zone.
Send help.
No, you don't need help, it's lovely in there.
He's got to look after all the cousins.
Get in and jump with them. They have the phone pit and everything is great in there. Who's this? I don't have a name, but this person is getting married in 5 weeks, so they've a load of wedding stuff to do. Wedding. Yeah, our producer Suze is getting married, so she's kind of off checking in how much stuff costs and everything. And God, that wrecked my head.
She's got a folder with like loads of tabs, coloured tabs about like things to do, things to buy.
Classic Suze.
Tick list and everything like that.
I wish she'd do that with this show. She can organise a wedding as well if she organises a big breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
That's cool. Thank you for all those. You've made us feel awfully jealous because both me and Coop have no plans at all.
No.
Sometimes that's okay though. €500, you can make a load of plans with that. We'll play Greedy Guts just after 8 o'clock and then we are ringing a very, very lucky boy or girl who has won our Leinster competition to be the mascot. That's going to be so much fun.
Never mind all of that.
Oh, sorry. What's going on? Is it bleeding?
Big important things that are happening at the moment. I'll have a traffic update for you.
I knew it. Great. Mm-hmm. When's that?
On about 3 minutes.
I can't wait.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. Five questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
We're talking to Isabel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good. Do you play Greedy Guts along at home and shout at the radio when people get questions wrong?
I do indeed.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the very best of luck. We have five questions and we have €500. If you get one wrong,
you're gone.
Yeah.
€25.
All right. I gotta find the... Oh, look! Oh, look, there they are!
Yeah, yeah.
I was wondering where my questions were and they were on the floor.
God, so sorry, Isabel. I should be more professional.
No problem.
But gravity got the better of me. Who knew? Okay, for €25, okay, we start you off nice and slow, easy into a false sense of security. What is St. Patrick said to have banished from Ireland?
Snakes.
Snakes!
Still a few around though, what?
Yeah, yeah, right. €25, well done, Isabel. What would you like to do? Take the cash and get out of here, or go to question two, which is worth €50?
Go to question two, please.
€50.
Isabel, are you by your... are you on your lonesome?
No, I have my sister with me.
Oh, brilliant. Is she any use?
No.
Moral support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, in what Irish county is Fota Wildlife Park at?
Cork
is right.
Very good.
Well done.
Facilities down there, aren't they?
It's really good.
I was down there once and there was a kangaroo loose.
No way.
I was around
years ago.
Yeah, he was just wandering around eating stuff off the ground.
You know your zoo pass will work down there.
This is
if you Dublin zoo pass
works.
The
same.
Yeah, yeah.
People. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Here, you got €50. Well done. Would you like to go for question three, which will double that to €100?
Oh, why not? Let's try.
€100.
Isabel, what's your sister's name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine, okay, that wasn't the question, but I just want
no.
to...
No.
€100, well done.
For €100, what car manufacturer makes the Panda and the Bravo models?
Fiat,
she helped you there.
Yes.
Get in.
Bravo.
Fiat Bravo.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, okay, you're doing good.
Say anything in an Italian accent and they'll believe it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ah, the Fiat Uno.
Yeah. Hey, computer screen. You have €100. What would you like to do?
Say what you see.
Is there a clue on the next one?
Okay, right. It is a Friday. I would like you to win some cash going into this long weekend. I'm looking at the question here and it's really topical, okay? Ah, flip it. It's about Brexit, okay? But it's sort of a detail about bloody Brexit.
A recent one.
Oh yeah, very, like within the last 2 days, I think it is.
Okay.
How are you on Brexit? Are you up to date?
We'll just go for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
€250.
It was people telling you to do things. I'm going for it, guys, alright?
Please tell me the question isn't explain the backstop.
The backstop, yeah, who knew? That's a button on a keyboard. Okay, for €250, Isabel, playing Greedy Guts with her sister, there's no help. How long have British MPs voted to delay Brexit by? Give me something quick.
2 months.
2 months.
It was 3 months.
Oh,
no.
Oh, well.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry, but you are so close. We'll send you IMC movie passes. How about go to the movies? Bring your sister.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a lovely long weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
See, that's why you got to pay attention to Brexit, apparently, because it could be on a popular radio TV show or radio show. You never know.
You know what I mean? Get asked about it.
Yeah. That's why you should be up to date.
On the way, some lucky person who's going to get themselves an amazing prize and become the mascot for the Leinster rugby team.
I believe you can do that better. He's going to do it better. Here we go. He's standing.
Oh, I've got to stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave you the music. You got to stand.
On 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Yeah.
You lucky person. I'm going to become the mascot for the Leinster rugby team. We're going to call you next.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Quarter past eight, and for the weekend, that's in it. Paddy's Weekend. Gonna be witched on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
All the denim on denim.
Denim on denim. You came in denim on denim the other day, didn't you?
I checked with Georgie, though. She said it's okay because it was two different types of denim.
You're cleared. All this week, we've teamed up with Leinster Rugby because we've been giving you match tickets to go and see them play in the Heineken Cup quarter final against Ulster March 30th. And we've been giving away tickets left, right and centre. It's been brilliant. And all the kids have been doing amazing things by doing impressions of their teachers and their headmasters in particular, which was hilarious. So what we've done, we've put all the names in a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to everybody. Amazing WhatsApps. Mm-hmm. But we have a prize, which is a Leinster rugby kit. That's what dreams are made of right there. A family ticket to the match. Mm-hmm. You get pre-match hospitality courtesy of Bank of Ireland. Plus a photo of you and the team coming out. And you're going to be featured in the match catalogue.
This is brilliant. I love this. I love this so much. Right. So normally what we do now is we push the button and it picks somebody at random. And boom, they're there. But I'd like to actually live call the person, which sometimes doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, I'm very, very sorry, but I have the number here. It just popped up. So I'm going to ring this. Hopefully, if a kid answers, that's the kid is after winning. So
I'm trusting you with this, Luke.
Oh, but it was the computer.
Hello, Owen?
Yeah?
Is that Owen?
Yes, I'm Owen.
Guess what, Owen?
What?
You just won! What is you won, Cooper? Owen, you are going to be the Leinster rugby team mascot. Congratulations!
Yeah!
And you even get a whole kit to yourself, and you're going to be in the program for the match and everything. Oh, on the
God,
day.
This is going to be fantastic. Oh, you were brilliant. Your impersonation of your principal was fantastic. What does he always do? Your principal, you impersonated him. He was really, really funny. But what does he always do? Is he always singing or something?
Yeah, he sings in the hallways.
He sings through the hallways.
And we can hear him in the, classrooms.
What does he sing?
I don't know. Grace, he sings an old song called Grace.
Well, look, you're going to bound into school, run up to him as he's singing Grace and say, guess what? You've after getting me tickets to go see Leinster. I'm a mascot. Woohoo!
Yeah!
Yeah! Owen, you have a great weekend and thank you so much for listening to us.
Okay, I'd like to thank my principal, okay, my teacher, and my friend from National
School. Okay, I wish I had Oscar music for you. You've thanked all the... And don't forget...
And thank you, Cooper.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm actually genuinely really jealous of that prize that he has. Well done, Alan. Well done. Come here. Thank you so much to everybody who entered this week. All your WhatsApps were absolutely hilarious.
They were brilliant.
More Irish music on the way. Bit of Dermot Kennedy, Power Over Me next on The Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Key West, All My Mistakes on 98 FM. And I'm just checking my watch. Yeah, Key West will be coming into us soon.
Tuesday?
Next week.
It's definitely next week, yeah.
Alright,
it's the final time we're doing this now. The race at Kylemore Karting on Tuesday. Sell it, Coop.
Just let me give you a little bit of a refresher. A couple of months ago, Luke organised a staff night out. A bunch of us went racing around Kylemore Karting. He put a prize up for grabs. Luke races semi-professionally, so he's really bloody good at it. So he won, took the prize, and everybody was really peeved. So myself and Suze are really annoyed at him.
So we're doing it again.
Yeah. And this time we're getting you to beat Luke at Kylemore Karting on Tuesday. We're going to have food, going to have a little bit of music, a little bit of fun.
It's going to be great.
You whooping Luke's ass, basically.
I don't think so. So here's the plan, right? It's 20 spaces in the Grand Prix that they do there in Kylemore Karting. And they do like timed laps, and then the fastest get put in grids. And if everybody gets a race, everybody gets a position. It's what we did the last time we were down there. So we're going to do it again. But I've opened it up to all of Dublin. And we got in contact with a few people who actually also race carts.
Good.
There's people that are down there on Sunday practicing for this.
Good.
So they're taking it very seriously. We do have a hotel stay to give away, and I will be winning it on Tuesday. Now, what I've seen looking at the names and the numbers is that there's not a lot of girls.
Oh.
There's not a heap of girls going.
That's not going to look good in our video.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Also, we're mad into fairness here at 98FM. We've one of the best producers in the business, producer Suze. She's going to be down there. However, she's not going to be racing. So, sorry, boys, but there's a lot of you going already. I'm now closing off the last place on the grid for the Colmo karting race on Tuesday. And we're only looking for the ladies. Now, people are asking about age and stuff. It's more about height. So if you're over a certain height, you can go to Colmo Karting, have a look at the height, and then you'll be eligible, right? Because I think there's a guy going down, he's 16. He's fine, he can go. But if you are a girdle, if you're a lady, a woman, of the ovary persuasion, we would like you to come down and race me, right? Well, there's a few already down there. I just want one more would be nice, okay? Yeah. So 0877 98 98 98, ovary persuasion. I don't know what that means. Come down, have a go at beat me in a race, and you know, and then I'll pat you on the back and say, sorry love, you weren't fast enough.
Wow, Luke. Wow.
I'm joking. I'll say that to all the lads
so
as well.
So Luke thinks he's better than girls at driving.
And men. I'm better than everyone. It's not gender specific. So 0877 98 98 98. Let us text. Let us know. Maybe you are fast enough. There's a girl going down there who beat her brother. So it's, you know, I kind of want to get that rivalry going between the guys and the girls. It's fun. And also, girls are slower.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Well, you've certainly probably created a little bit of a ripple in the water here on this one. Okay.
Oh, the ripple in the water,
oh
so
my
to
God.
Speak.
All right, okay, get yourselves on that quick, girls. Mabel, Don't Call Me Up is next on the Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast. So don't call me up.
Mabel, Don't Call Me Up on 98FM's coming up to 10 to 9 on the Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke. How's it going?
Yeah. All right. There's one final place left for our race at Colmo Karting on Tuesday. 20 people going to race. And there's one spot. There's one final spot. And I wanted a girl because we just haven't had a lot of female entries. So I just wanted just one more. And it looks like we have somebody who, I've apparently met my match, says the notes here. Good morning, Vimbai.
Good morning, Luke.
How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm feeling threatened. You're very confident, apparently.
Oh, yes, I am. And you know what? It's on, Luke. You put this on yourself.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. Okay, all right.
Yeah. I'm going to prove to you that girls are the best drivers.
Well, look, you're not.
wow. So I'm going to step back from this. Let you two trash it out.
You are going to eat your words on Tuesday, Luke or Fuelon. Oh.
Love this. I love the confidence of Imbai. You got to bring all that to the track. I can't wait to see you in me rear view, even though carts don't have rear views. But you know what I mean. What way do you drive on the roads? Are you a danger to others?
No, I'm not. I'm very safe. No points on my license. Never had an accident. So there you go.
Do you drive go-karts at all? Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't. But my car is so small, so
it's oh, right.
Just about as small as a go-kart.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think you're going to do so well, Vimbai. This is going to be brilliant. Well, come down on Tuesday, okay? We've got some food for you. There'll be loads of people down there. The Thunders will be there. Oh, yeah.
No need for cursing.
Yeah, don't go mad. I can't wait to see you.
Right, I'll see you. Bring a box of tissues for yourself.
Oh,
yeah. Big Breakfast.
Should be thrown left, right, and centre.
I'm loving it. I can't wait.
All right, the grid is full.
Okay, that's it. Okay, look forward to Tuesday. Let's see who's the fastest. It's me.
It's Kygo on 98FM.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM. Seuss. Deuce.
She's still not here today.
Do the 9:15 Mystery Machine, will you, with me and Cooper?
She's still not here, Luke.
Design!
I thought she was joking. This is a running joke that she, oh, I'm not here in 7, I might be there at 8 o'clock, oh, I'm there at 9. She's joke, she's not here.
And she's clearly not even going to be back here till Tuesday because it's a bank holiday.
Oh,
we could make her come in on Monday.
God damn it. Alright, well, what's the plan, so? Is it you? Are you Suze?
I'll be Suze. I'll have a go at the mystery machine. I found a key and I found a hole in the mystery machine, so I'm going to put it in and twist it, so I'll see what happens. Whoa!
God, I hate it when it does that. Freaks me out.
The screen is coming from a darkness to the lightness, and it's a game called Heads or Tails.
Oh, and it says, look at your screen. Oh, hey. Hi, Luke.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good, man. What are you up to?
I'm sitting in my car. Right. My work.
Nice. That's just such a weird moment in the show, right? Because I'm going to let you into a little secret here. I've got this piece of paper, and honestly, has the whole show planned out. Look, there it is. Planned out. But when once we get to 9:15, it just goes blank. Yeah. There's literally nothing written here. So apparently you're going to play the 9:15 Mystery Machine with us.
Yeah, it's the it's the Luke versus Luke Mystery Machine Heads or Tails game. So it's a game of true or false, basically. We've got three headlines read by a professional news presenter, and you've got to tell us whether it's a headline or a tale. Luke, presenter off of 19... No! The other one, the other Luke. Okay. Oh, Phelan, you're first, okay? All right.
Okay, best of luck, other Luke.
Thank you.
Seagull-proof bin bags to be trialled in Aberystwyth.
In who?
Aberystwyth in Wales.
All right, because he had me up until that. That was a fake name. my God, I hope it's true, because driving into work, we see all the bins that are literally like torn. It looks like a horror movie for rubbish bins, and the seagulls are as Jeremy Dixon would say, scum of the sky. So I think that is true. And I want it to come to Dublin. Head. It's a headline, is it?
It is a headline. Yeah.
Yes.
They're wrecking the place. And when the bins are left out on a Tuesday, and they want to make seagull-proof bin bags.
Oh, okay. All right, Luke, it's up to you now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frozen poo drops from airplane and crashes through house roof.
Oh, God.
has it ever happened to you? Ever been in that situation?
I'm gonna go with false.
False. He thinks it's a tail, Coop.
It's a head.
Oh,
yeah. It happened to poor old Stephanie Moore in Canada. You know.
That's pretty
grim. Do you want to build a poo man?
We'll give him one more shot, shall we?
Save that. Okay.
Give Luke one more go. Here's one more for you, Luke. Right.
Cat sneaks into cinema and spends the day watching the same movie on a luxury seat.
What do you reckon, Luke?
Heads.
That is a headline. Yes! Congratulations, you just won a deadly prize. Cooper, what has he won?
You're going to the Thrive Festival. Yes. It's on in the Convention Centre on March 30th and 31st. You won't know what to do with yourself for the weekend because you'll be having so much fitness fun. You'll also get yourself a Sony Xperia L3 smartphone. Well done, Luke.
Oh, thank you so much, lad.
Yeah. Well done. Now, that's your weekend off to a good start.
That's fantastic. Legends.
Why were you called Luke, out of curiosity, before you go?
I don't know. My dad wanted to call me George, but the family thought I'd get bullied if I was called George Nelson, so they went for Luke instead.
Were you bullied anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
All right, enjoy the weekend. Talk to you. Bye.
Cheers. We'll have a traffic update for you on the way, and also music from One Republic.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Something that I really, 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 really should get into, and I haven't, is being vegan. No, it's joking. It's dairy girls. I've kind of dipped in and out, you know, sort of like Big Brother, where you're aware of it, but you're not really following. Like, who's gone? Is he gone? Okay. And she was having thing with... All right, fine. Dairy Girls, though, has been crowned king of comedy.
Oh.
Yeah. So Channel 4, right, said today that the new season has bumped over the edge their most successful TV show, which was the IT Crowd. Did not know that.
Wow.
Yeah. So they more views. 3.2 million people tune in to watch Dairy Girls season 2.
Both Irish productions as well.
Yes. On the Irish, which is great. From that to something a little, well, cryptic, and it's not like her either. Taylor Swift said something, and I don't know what it means. Ooh-hoo. She's talking about her fans, right?
The Swifties.
Yeah. So she's
only 29. I can't believe I'm older than Taylor flipping Swift. Oh, I feel like a failure. Well, anyway, she picked up an award at the iHeartRadio Music Awards.
Mm.
And in her speech, I have to sit down because I can't see the screen. In her speech, right, she wore a lovely dress and everything. She said, I've learned a lot, right? And one of the things that I've learned in life is that it's really unpredictable. Okay, so going well so far. And people can make forecasts and they can make predictions. But those predictions and forecasts may not come true if there's an unforeseeable factor involved. And that unforeseeable factor, in this case, are my fans.
Oh.
I don't get what that means. Like, she has me up until the... I don't understand, Tay Swizzle.
I thought you were going to say money if you don't have it, your dreams, you know, and all that.
I'm at a loss. Yeah. I don't care, though. I still worship the ground she walks on and I'd lick her shoes, to be honest. But I just don't understand that at all.
Well, there's an image for everyone for the weekend.
Licking shoes?
Yeah.
This is Cosmic, according to Luke. You may all go in peace. 98 FM's.
Big Breakfast. Look out. Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic on 98 FM. It's 9:39. It's the Big Breakfast. We need this sad music for our one more tune story, Luke.
I thought you said it was a Friday tune.
Well, we need to turn it into a Friday tune. We need this to end up being a happy story rather than it looking like a sad story.
It's so sad already.
One of the most iconic places in Dublin could be coming to an end if the new person who owns it closes it. But we don't know, so nobody panic yet, but Copperface Jack's, it's up for sale. And I can't deal.
Why?
Well, they've been running for 23 years, and I reckon if you're doing something for that long, and just like, I kind of want to enjoy this money. And, you know, we're open 7 nights a week to like 7 a.m. You know, waving to people going to work as we're going home.
Yeah.
Let's just take a break. Let's just like retire.
Sorry, and hang on a second. I thought they were printing money in there.
That's why they're able to retire.
Oh, I see.
So with Copperface Jack's, you've also got the Jackson Court Hotel. And don't forget the Carvery at lunchtime. It's
definitely
very nice. Very nice. They're selling up for $40 million is the asking price.
Oh, so somebody wants to ride off into the sunset after making, well, let's face it, guards and nurses' dreams come true for over 20 years now.
Yeah. Oh, essentially, because like if you got, it was a very brilliant plan from the beginning. It's like, where are we going to put a nightclub so we can attract guards? Oh, right next to the biggest guard station in the city on Harcourt Street.
So like, every time I went there, you know, just every time. I had a great time. I had a fab time.
We're looking for your Friday tune suggestions and, you know, Copperface Jack's tunes suggestions. But I reckon it's Friday, so...
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Really?
Well, the reason I've asked for this one is because we know we're not going to play this, so I've eliminated anybody asking for it.
FM's Big Breakfast.
So there you have it. Let's narrow it down, right? The quintessential Copperface Jack song. The song that as you were shifting the person, you went, oh, I really like this song. 0877 98 98 98. Text it and we will play it.
Zara Larsson, Roomy Life, next on The Big Breakfast.
Copperface theme. Yeah.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Zara Larsson, Roomy Life on 98FM. The time is 9:48. Good morning.
Song suggestions coming in for the quintessential Copperface Jack song. It's a bit of a weird one. How about The Cure?
I don't think that's ever been played in Copperface Jack's.
This has. Enough.
Actually, it's probably on now in Copperface Jack's. They're 24 hours a day, aren't they?
I think, yeah. There's a drive-thru Copperface Jack's coming as well.
Somebody says, Bewitched or Spice Girls? Duh.
Well, I can tell you that we have the winner here via WhatsApp. This person, what's the name of the girl? Sarah. You say, Sarah, it has to be this tune. Every 2 a.m. without fail, they would play this song. What is it, Coop?
It's the 5 Mega Mix.
Five bad boys with a power to rock
Funny
you.
Tunes.
Blowing your mind, so you gotta get into. Five, what you waiting for? If you wanna three, two, one, let's do it.
Yeah!
Cooper and and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.